When presenting data measured on a continuous scale, such as test scores, we usually report the average score, which is computed by summing all of the scores and dividing by the total number of scores. This average is called the mean and is probably the most often used statistic. Means are helpful for getting a sense of how a group scores on a measure. However, the mean doesn't always convey an accurate sense of the real average, or what is known as the central tendency. Means are misleading when there are some numbers in the distribution that are much higher or much lower than most of the others. For example, the mean is not usually a good measure of average income, because some people may have extremely high incomes and others have no income at all. If you compute the mean income for the state of Washington and included Bill Gates, principal founder of Microsoft, for example, the result will be much higher than the true average of that state's residents. A statistic that corrects for such extremes is the median, defined as the number where half the scores fall below it. Medians are the appropriate measure of the average when there are great extremes in the low or high end of the range. For determining the average Washington state income, the median would provide a more accurate picture, since Mr. Gates's income and that of other wealthy individuals would not weight the average so highly in the upward direction. Another measure of the average is the mode, which is simply the number that occurs most frequently in the distribution. This measure, however, is normally only used when information on the most common score or response is needed. Mean, median, and mode help to look at the data through measures of central tendencies. Take a moment to review the data on the screen. Be sure that you understand how the mean, median, and mode were calculated before advancing to the next slide.